Philadelphia.
You're listening to Barter with Christine with your host, profit improvement expert, Christine Radovich. Listen live each Monday at 1. Christine talks with business owners on how to increase cash flow and grow profits.
You're listening to the Barter with Christine show. I'm your host. Okay, so I'm your host, profit improvement expert, Christine Radovich. Happy Monday, everyone. Today's show is going to focus on how organized trade works and why you should implement barter into your business plan. I want to take you back to your childhood for just a moment. Think back to when you were in school. Have you ever sat in the lunchroom and realized that you just did not like what your mother packed you for lunch? And before I even continue on, Mom, that is not directed at you, used to give me my preferred sandwich every day. So this is not directed at you. But I imagine that at some point in your life, and I know she's listening, so that's why I had to say that. At some point in your life, you probably began to think about how you could trade your lunch for something that you desired. Maybe you had a ham sandwich and you were just tired of eating ham and wanted to just get your hands on that bologna sandwich or PB&J. So what did you do? You asked the guy or girl sitting next to you, hey, what do you have for lunch? And if that guy or girl had something that seemed more appealing than that ham sandwich that you had, you were trying to make a trade. So this is probably one of the first instances that you've had where you actually made an official trade. You wanted to get rid of that ham sandwich and get your hands on that bologna or PB&J, right? I'm sure most of you have had, you know, maybe been in that situation at least once, maybe a dozen times, and you can totally relate to what I'm saying. Or maybe you were the one with the lunch everyone wanted, so you were probably asked a gazillion times to trade your lunch. In some way, most of us have been involved in some kind of direct barter at some point in our lives. That's kind of the point that I was trying to make there. So if that's what we think of when we think of trade or barter, exchanging something we have directly for something else that we need, maybe it wasn't lunch, maybe it was baseball cards or Barbie dolls, but maybe through the years, perhaps your bartering became more significant and it parlayed into swapping out your tools with your buddy or maybe even a car for a boat. You know, maybe you've forgotten about bartering altogether. Whatever your history has been with bartering or trading or swapping, whatever you want to call it, this age-old concept hasn't disappeared. And just because you haven't traded for anything in years doesn't mean it doesn't exist. In fact, bartering has gained popularity through the years and has become streamlined. As with most other things, you know, they evolve through time. So bartering is now more sophisticated as it's organized. Instead of having to find that one person who wants to trade with you, now you have the ability to belong to a large network of business owners that have a wide variety of goods and services that you may want or need. So trading has now become easier than ever before. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, what would I have to trade? And if you're a business owner, then this answer is easy. You simply trade the products you sell or your service time. For example, if this might, let me give you an example. Okay, so if you're an auto mechanic with an empty garage bay at 3 in the afternoon, or the restaurant owner with empty seats, especially on slower nights, or maybe the bed and breakfast with unrented rooms, unrented rooms and empty time slots are a loss of revenue. The best problem you could possibly have is to be operating by filling 100% of your capacity all of the time. And while this may be the case during your peak season, most business owners also have a slow season, or maybe even just slower season. But I'm sure there's a point in time where you could use more customers, or you have excess inventory and it's sitting on your shelves collecting dust. Now, if you're not a business owner, you may be thinking to yourself right now, what can I offer to trade? Well, the first thing I would encourage you to think about is your skill set. Do you have a special skill or talent that others would want? Maybe you could be a math tutor or teach guitar lessons, or maybe you're just really handy around the house and know how to make repairs and fix a lot of stuff. These are all barterable services that you can trade, and you should be trading. You should be maximizing the opportunity for revenue every chance you get, especially now during these economic times. They're uncertain times. Doesn't matter who you voted for, going into new years and especially, new presidencies, it can be very disconcerting and there's a lot of uncertainty. So you need to really kind of look at your finances, figure out how to stretch your dollars and protect your cash flow at all costs. Now, getting back to examples here, pre-COVID, there were season ticket holders for sporting events that couldn't attend every game. And they would barter extra tickets. That's a great thing to barter. And while you might not be that bed and breakfast owner or that hotel, maybe you have a vacation home, a rental home, that's sitting empty for a good period of time. That is a loss of revenue. And this is a terrific way to earn additional revenue stream by bartering. And what I mean by that is when you barter through a reputable trade exchange, like Atlantic Barter, there is no need for one-on-one trading. Rather, you earn trade dollars when you sell something. And a trade dollar is equivalent to a cash dollar, and it's considered reportable revenue through the IRS. So while you are taxed on your year-to-date barter sales, you may also take a write-off on your taxes for business-related expenditures. So if you are that vacation rental property home and you're like, well, I'm not a business, if you're bartering your empty weeks, since you're showing income for that, you should be able to write off maybe carpet cleaning or cleaning on the rental property because now you're making it almost like a business. But medical-related expenses and charitable donations on trade can also be deductions. Even the tax preparer or accounting service on trade can be written off. So there's all kinds of write-offs that you can get on trade just as it were for cash. Now, every year there seems to be a new phrase or a popular word that is used frequently. And this year, there have been quite a few. The first one being COVID, or how about social distancing? I think we are all tired of hearing these words. But there's another one out there that's been used quite a lot as a result of the changes we've been forced to endure during 2020, and that word is pivot. And as much as I am not a fan of certain catchphrases, this one has resonated throughout the business community. Because due to COVID impacting the business community, many changes have had to be made throughout the year. Businesses are pivoting their strategies in order to succeed and, in some cases, just to survive. And I've stressed before in previous episodes the importance of being innovative with your business. With change comes change, and without change, you become stagnant. So it's really important to stay on top of things, to continually grow your business despite challenges you may face, and this year has been a tough one for many, and some it's probably been a blessing for, but I have a pulse on the business community. I speak to business owners every day, and the challenges they are facing are real, and every day I hear new stories, things I had not even thought of before. I mean, yeah, we realized the employees didn't want to go back to work because they got the stimulus and they were making more money sitting at home. And so business owners were shorthanded. That's a given. We understand that. We know that. But every day I hear new stories and I just shake my head because it's like, wow, I didn't think about things like this. And now business owners are being shut down for holding outdoor events when people show up and don't want to wear a mask. and they're being fined by the state. And it's a shame because you can't really control what people want to do. You can place signs all day long, but in the end, you can't really force anybody to wear a mask. You could ask them to leave, but people are people, and they're going to do what they want to do. So anyway, with this year coming to an end, and I think I speak for many when I say good riddance to 2020, and it being the year from, well, you know where, looking back, you know, what changes did you have to make to your business? What kind of changes happened that were out of your control? Did you meet your goals? Are you thriving or just surviving? So oftentimes, pivoting or making changes to your business can cost you money. You may not even have wanted to put up sneeze guards, but you were forced to. That's an extra expense. For instance, maybe you need to make changes to your website, your company photos, advertising and marketing campaigns change, printed materials. If you closed down your office and everything was printed with your office address and you had to change your mailing address, signage, vehicle lettering. Maybe you don't offer the services that you were offering before because you have a lack of employees to provide a particular service. All of these services can easily be obtainable on trade while saving you thousands of dollars in cash. So why pay cash for the things you need when you can trade? So if you're wondering how, well, that's easy. Visit AtlanticBarter.com. That's Atlantic like the ocean, and barter is spelled B-A-R-T-E-R, AtlanticBarter.com. There's all kinds of great information on the site on how it works. But if you're more of a phone person, you can call 302-654-5650 for more information or to schedule a free, no-obligation telephone consultation with me. You can also find Atlantic Barter on Facebook. And if you'd like to follow me on Instagram, the handle is @BarterWithChristine. I'd love for you to follow my page there. You know, click like on Facebook and, you know, watch the posts. And, you know, I probably have to do a little bit better of a job with my social media because I'm really busy these days, but that's something I try to outsource. And that, again, is something that's on trade. So we could talk about all that and get that all fixed up. But in the interim, if you want more information, visit the website, visit the Facebook page. And when I come back from the two-minute commercial break, I want to talk to you about an event coming up that you will not want to miss. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break.
Jim, your restaurant looks great. You have a lot of new customers.
Thanks, Dan. Things have really turned around.
What changed?
I joined Atlantic Barter, one of the area's oldest and largest barter exchanges in the Mid-Atlantic region. They really helped me grow my business.
How did they help you?
Well, through them, I traded restaurant meals in exchange for things like advertising and pest control services. They saved me thousands of dollars already.
Do you think my business could benefit?
Absolutely. The painter I used on trade to paint my restaurant picked up a cash job from one of my customers.
That's great. I need new customers.
Give them a call at 302-654-5650 or visit AtlanticBarter.com. They work with all kinds of businesses.
I'm calling today. I definitely want to save some cash. I don't know why I haven't done this before.
Be smarter, think barter. Visit them on the web at AtlanticBarter.com to build barter into your business plan. Call 302-654-5650. That's 302-654-5650.
Business owners, do you have a business recovery plan in place? Loans and grants aside, how will you bring in a new stream of customers when you reopen? How will you be able to save cash while growing your business? Atlantic Barter has been in the business for 27 years, helping business owners save cash and increase sales through professional bartering. IRS-approved transactions are treated like cash and can offset your expenditures. Every trade dollar spent is a cash dollar saved. So pay for things with your products and services instead of cash. Ask about Atlantic Barter's business stimulus plan today. Call 302-654-5650 for a free phone consultation. That's 302-654-5650 or visit AtlanticBarter.com, the tri-state area's number one trading partner. That's AtlanticBarter.com.
You You're back listening to the Barter with Christine show. I'm your host, profit improvement expert, Christine Radovich. I'm here to talk to you about organized trade and how it works. If you missed the first half of the show, I basically went over the reasons why business owners should get involved in organized trade, not one-on-one trade, not trading with your neighbor, but being part of a large network of business owners that trade their products and services, and it's all on a dollar-for-dollar basis. This can really stretch your dollar. So in this next half of the show, I want to break it down for you and show you exactly why this is beneficial to you. And if you're not a business owner, find something to trade. Okay, so here it goes. We have an event coming up. I'll talk to you about that a little later on, but I want to revert back to a question that I've asked before on some of my previous shows. And if you'd like to catch some of my previous episodes, I interview a lot of business owners that have incorporated this trading strategy into their business plan successfully. And so visit www.dbam.com. That's www.dbam.com. Under the program schedule tab, you will find the Barter with Christine show. And when you click on that, there's other tabs. There's an About Me tab, and then there's a podcast tab. So click on the podcast tab, and you'll find all of my previous episodes. You really want to tune into a few of them because you can hear it right from the horse's mouth. You don't have to take my word for it. This really isn't an infomercial. I'm trying to educate people that are out there that have businesses so that they can grow their customer base, increase their revenue, and protect their cash flow. That is my passion. That is my industry. I've been doing this for over 20 years. And just as you would hire a financial advisor to help you with your personal finances, you would want to hire me, very affordably, mind you, it's a small membership fee, so that I can help you with your business, me and my team. Okay, so the question that I've asked before that you really need to consider is this. If you had an unexpected expense come up, let's just say for $1,000, would you rather pay for that with cash or trade? So here's your choice. You can write a check, you can use a credit card, but eventually that will mean depleting your bank account, that $1,000. Or you can pay by providing $1,000 worth of your product or service sold at full retail value. Now, which makes more sense to you? The answer should be trade. If you said cash, check, or credit card, well, quite frankly, you probably should let someone else run your business. Sorry to tell you. Let me break it down for you this way. A $1,000 worth of your product or service doesn't cost you $1,000. You have a profit margin built into what you sell. So if you buy a widget for $50 wholesale and you sell it for $100 retail, you have $50 of profit. Now, this may not be net profit due to other expenses. And, you know, maybe your profit margins are a little lower, maybe they're a little higher. But on this particular example, your replacement cost for that widget is $50, not $100. Now, 10 sales at $100 each is enough to cover that $1,000 expense. To replenish your stock of these 10 widgets, the cost would be $500. It would be 10 times your $50 cost. Which means if you bartered for that $1,000 expense, you get to keep $500 more cash in your bank account. Now, if you're following along, basically, if you write a check to pay for that expense, or pay for it with a credit card, eventually $1,000 will be debited from your bank account. Whereas if you traded, only $500 comes out to repurchase those widgets. You get to keep an extra $500 cash in the bank. That's a win-win. Now, again, this is just an example because not everyone has the same margins. In fact, some businesses have even greater margins. And if you're a service-related business, then it's your time. So do your own calculations, but barter is definitely the answer to stretch your dollars and keep more of your hard-earned money in the bank. If you aren't using barter as a financial strategy, what are you waiting for? Okay, so now is the time to get involved. And the reason I'm saying this is because December 1st starts our four-day Atlantic Barter 27th Annual Holiday Trade Show. And this year we're kind of calling it a showplace. It will be online this year, which means you will be able to do shopping without using cash right from the comfort of your home or business. But you have to be a member of Atlantic Barter to participate. Now, there is still time to get involved and offer your product or service for sale in the network. You have to have trade dollars to spend. You have to earn them. But your broker will send you new customers. You simply trade what you have for things you need without paying cash. Now, I know right about now you're probably wondering, well, how much does this cost? What's this going to cost me? Well, guess what? It's less than the cost to belong to a chamber of commerce every year. So the good news is that right now, our normal membership fee for Atlantic Barter has been reduced to only, drum roll please, only $99. Now, I know this sounds like an infomercial, and it really isn't. I'm just so excited because we can do this for you, and we can reduce the price, and we want to make it affordable for you. But that is valid for a one-year membership. And after that, the renewal fee drops to only $50 cash and $50 trade. So you can actually trade for half the cost of your membership after year one. So we really, really reduced the price. We want to make it affordable for you. There is no other business service that does more for your business in growing your customer base with guaranteed sales and help you protect your cash flow by saving you thousands of dollars on expenditures for just $99 for the year. Now, I know if Debbie's listening, my broker, she's got that southern accent, so she'd call it $99 for the year. And she'd probably kick my butt for saying that, but I just really wanted to give her a little shout out because she's wonderful. And I do make fun of the way she says the number nine. But, you know, that probably, you know, again, I love my broker, Debbie. She's a wonderful lady. And so if you do get a chance to talk to her on the phone, she'll tell you it's $99 for the year. And it really, truly is a wonderful and affordable price to get involved. And it is one of the best things you can do for your business. So if you're not a business owner, I encourage you, find something you can trade. This membership gives you the opportunity to trade with business owners throughout the Mid-Atlantic region and beyond. Now, I have to say, to put this out there, Atlantic Barter is selective, and therefore, they will not take your money. We will not take your money if we feel we cannot get you business. So not every business will qualify. There are certain criteria that must be met. We have to have a certain echelon, you know, certain type of business that we would feel is quality to come into the network. And we can certainly discuss that during the free phone consultation. But the good news is, if we don't think it's the right fit for you, we will let you know, and we're certainly not going to take your money. There are other companies out there. They'll sign you up. They'll charge you enormous membership fee, and then you sit there and you don't get any business. And that's not the way proper business is done. So again, if we feel there's a good fit and you're selected to come into the network, then you can pay your $99 membership fee, and we will aggressively work to grow your business, grow your customer base, and save you thousands of dollars. So now I want to talk more about this year's holiday showplace, or trade show if you'd like to call it. That's what we've called it for the last 27 years. We will offer you all kinds of gift-giving items, consumable products like cakes and biscotti, and I think this year I have a guy coming on board with rum cakes and coffees and teas. There's household items, gift certificates, all kinds of great products and services, oriental carpets, furniture, antiques, Tiffany lamps. There is no other show like it. Now, years past, we would enjoy having the physical event. We would run out a 7,200 square foot facility and bring in over $500,000 worth of merchandise available for sale, all on a 100% trade basis. No money exchanges hands. I guarantee you have not been to an event like this unless you're a member of Atlantic Barter, but this is like our holiday party for our members. And this year, I am quite saddened by the fact that we won't be able to see our members face-to-face due to COVID and capacity limitations, because our events fetch higher numbers than what the state of Delaware would allow us to have on-premise indoors. So due to that, and for safety reasons, we wanted to provide a safe shopping experience this year. And so our software platform will be handling all of the transactions. So again, like I said before, you do have to be a member to participate. And that's because you have to log into your account in order to access the online show. And once you do that, you'll be able to go into the different categories and see all of the things that our members have listed for sale on trade. And if you have trade dollars in your account, you can find an item you want to purchase, click on it, the trade dollars will be deducted from your account, and the seller's account will be credited. So everything is done on a dual-sided transaction basis. If one party makes a sale, they receive an email saying, hey, you just made this sale to this buyer. And the buyer receives the same email saying, oh, you just bought this product from that seller. So that dual-sided transaction shows up on your account statement. And we send an account statement on the first day of every month, itemizing all of the sales that you have made and all of the purchases that you have made. Now, of course, we do make money in all this, and we charge a small transaction fee only when you buy something. So there's no fee for selling. And again, it's a very, very small percentage. It's how the exchange makes its money. And again, we could talk about that on a free phone consultation. So I would encourage you to call 302-654-5650. And that is how you get in touch with us to schedule that free consult. You can also look for information on our website, AtlanticBarter.com. I heard the intro music, so it seems like we're about ready to wrap up this show. I hope you learned something. I hope you understand how valuable trade can be. And if you need any other information, please feel free to reach out. Give us a call. We're happy to consult with you and help you grow your business. So why pay cash when you can trade? And I'll close the show by saying what I always say. Just remember, be smarter, think barter. Catch you next week. Bye.